Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. How una dey? Very interesting episode today because I'm so excited to introduce a young lady. Her name is Moron Todun. She's going to be talking about her business. She's a design engineer. She studied in the University of Benin and she's had experience with finance, engineering, arts engineering, art entrepreneurs. She's so talented. She's young and beautiful, but the same vein, she's intelligent. And she wants to bring Nigeria close to the 21st century. Her business is talking about designing chaos that has security features, carbon prints, carbon credits, a lot of things. I will allow her to talk and speak to us about what she is offering us. In a moment, she will come on board. Thank you.
My name is Moron Todun Obaigbo, and I'm a design engineer and founder of Red City. I studied design engineering in school and worked in design and construction before going on to start my own business, Red City. Red City has three products. One, we design and reuse containers and oil barrels to build furnishing and kiosks for small businesses. Two, we design and build security and safety kiosks. Three, we design event and production sets. The impact of our work on the environment and society is that by reusing containers, we are able to refurbish waste and reduce carbon footprint on a larger scale. For businesses, this means more affordable spaces that are modular and energy efficient. To investors, this helps businesses align more with environmental, social, and governance policies and access sustainability financial programs and carbon credits. In the future, Red City would like to impact the environment through building more sustainable cities and changing what safety and security looks like. Red City is all about changing the future through design. I say this all the time. Our modern world is built on design. Bad design can create all manner of problems for businesses and governance, and better design can resolve them and build a better future.
And there you have it. You've heard all the explanation from our dear young lady. I am always excited to meet young people doing great things, especially young ladies. Until I come again with another interesting episode, I remain your host, Barrister Josephine, and I say bye.